Columbus City Council has approved spending $20 million for improvements to South Hamilton Road near I-70 on the city's southeast side. The area, which includes Eastland Mall, has seen a decline in businesses and other investments. Here to talk with me about what the $20 million means for the southeast side is Quay Barnes, head of the Mideast Area Commission. Thanks for joining me.
Nice to be here.
This project includes new turn lanes and sidewalks on the east side of Hamilton Road and a shared use path on the west side. Are you happy with what the city is doing?
We're happy with, well, really anything the city is doing. We've had a Hamilton Road corridor plan since 2007, and we've been talking about doing these improvements for the last 3 years. So, yes, we're very happy.
What do you think this means for residents and businesses, especially Eastland Mall?
What it does for businesses and for residents is that it gives us, it shows that something is still viable in the area, that investments can be made there because changes are being made, improvements are being made. Right now, it's a very dark area. You bring in this infrastructure, you bring in lights, it literally brings new hope, you know, to the people that live there and the businesses that are established already.
Do you think this could attract then more businesses?
Well, that's the hope. That's the hope. We have been named by the city as an opportunity zone, and we have already, as a community, both with the Mideast Commission and the Greater Southeast Commission, which has the east side of Hamilton Road, we've already declared that we are not going to go the way of Westland Mall with Eastland Mall, and that we need to think outside the box. And so by the city preparing us for, you know, preparing our infrastructure for development, we have a shot at it.
This has been in the works for a long time. You and I talked about improvements 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Do you think the city acted quickly enough?
The city has its own agenda. They have their own agenda, and their agenda is to build up downtown and in the immediate surrounding neighborhoods. So we're not a priority, and we know that. It's just that we don't accept that. And so have they moved fast enough? No, not to our liking. But this is at least a first step that we hope will be more of a commitment to the east side.
What have you seen on Hamilton Road in the last 3 years since we talked? Did more businesses leave, and was there more crime there?
There has not been more crime. We've had businesses move in. In fact, the largest one that hasn't opened yet is Saraga Grocery Store, which is an international store that's located on Morse Road. And they recently opened in the Linden area, too, and they'll be opening in hopefully this summer. That should bring in a lot more businesses, because we do have a large cultural, and we're very, very diverse in the east side in terms of not only race, but cultural and other aspects. And so this grocery store is going to serve that population, and it should help also. We've also had a few new fast food places come in. The mall itself is viable. There are a lot of empty spaces in it, but there are what I call small entrepreneurial niches in there where people have started small businesses. And so it's kind of unique. So it's still viable. Children's Hospital has brought in, I forget what they call it. I think it's a family practice center or a family center. They've located in the area. So things are stable, but they can definitely improve.
What do you think the city should do next?
They say they are, although we don't see much evidence of it. We need them to negotiate with Eastland Mall, you know, to come up with something. We don't expect to have another mall, but we need to have something that's kind of out of the box. Maybe we could do multi-housing there. Maybe we could do training. We need to have something where the city is making an effort to tell businesses that, hey, this is an area that's located near the airport, that's located near highways, it's on a main corridor, it connects to some of our suburbs. This is a good place to invest.
Well, thank you so much. I've been talking with Quay Barnes, head of the Mideast Area Commission, about the city's $20 million investment on South Hamilton Road. Thanks again.
You're welcome.